KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DNA Tukwini has threatened to bring a motion of no confidence against Mayor Cyril Gqaba and City Manager Musa Mbele over claims of poor financial mismanagement. The party's caucus leader, Thabani Mthethwa, says they've lost faith in the pair's leadership. Mthethwa says the city allegedly spent 4.5 billion of its 7.9 billion rand budget before the end of the previous financial year. He's raised concerns about the supposed underspending, saying service delivery remains a challenge across the metro. Mthethwa was addressing reporters in Durban yesterday.
Just 2 weeks before the end of the 2024-2025 financial year, this is how much of the capital budget had been spent. Housing, only 73.77%. Water, 55%. Sanitation, 55.96%. Solid waste, 40.17%. Engineering, 58.48%. Electricity, 63.44%. Transport, 61.04%. Metro Police, 14.8%. The overall capital expenditure stood at 56.47%.
But the municipality has hit back, calling the DA's claims misleading. Itekweni's Gugu Sisilane says the city has consistently spent its capital budget and met its targets on major grants over the past 5 years.
To date, the budget expenditure on capital budget spending amounts to over 7 billion rand. Expenditure highlights include housing, which stands at 99.27%, water at 107.83%, sanitation at 83.20%, solid waste at 76.35%, engineering at 94.60%.
Residents of Gauteng's Florida community say they're still reeling in shock following the murder of Jaden Lee Meek and the subsequent arrest of his mother. Tiffany Meek made her first appearance in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court yesterday. The 31-year-old is facing charges of murder and defeating the ends of justice. She told the court she intends to appoint a new attorney after the lawyer she hired failed to pitch. Her 11-year-old son's body was found bruised at his residential complex in Vuurhof, west of Johannesburg, in May. The case has been postponed until Friday for bail information. Now, the SA Social Security Agency says more than 200,000 grant beneficiaries have been flagged for failing to declare other sources of income. SASSA says the issue was picked up during checks with registered credit bureaus. In a bid to crack down on fraud, it's urged those affected to come forward. The agency's CEO, Timber Matlau, says grant beneficiaries are legally required to disclose any changes to their financial, marital or medical status.
Beneficiaries who fail to comply with this piece of legislation, there's a possible risk that the grants may be suspended. Continued non-compliance may lead to the permanent lapsing of the grant. Beneficiaries are therefore advised that SASSA is also empowered by this act to recoup any money that will have been paid to the beneficiaries incorrectly.
And Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful the U.S. is sending more weapons to Ukraine. Donald Trump says they'll be sold to NATO before being passed on to Kiev in the fight against Russia. The president also threatened to impose more tariffs on Moscow if there's no end to the war within 50 days. We've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.